Honey, can I come in? Hey, are you still busy with work? They're really working you to the bone, huh? Gosh, I wish they'd give you a break sometimes. You're not the only one working this job. Do you still have a lot of things to do? Do I need anything? Well, no. Not technically. I mean, I'd hate to be another task that you have to complete. Hey, don't give me that look. I just want to get rid of some of that tension on your face and the atmosphere in this room. Holy crap, why is it so stuffy in here? Did you shut the windows? No wonder it's so stuffy. Hold on. Do I sound like an overbearing mother? Oh, I sound like your mother. Oh, come on. Your mom is such a sweetheart. I want the best for you, even if it meant having a proper air circulation in here. What am I doing here? Well, I just want to tell you that there's a really pretty sunset outside, and I was wondering if you want to watch it with me. I know you have a lot of things to do, a lot of emails to reply to, a lot of reports to write, a lot of people to yell at. You're a busy, hard-working gentleman, and I respect that with every inch of my being. But you deserve a break, my love. Come on. I promise. I won't be long. I know you still have a lot of work to do. Listen. They're not gonna know that you stepped away from this for a few minutes. Trust me. Your eyes are practically begging to get away from that screen. Come on. A few minutes of break won't hurt. We've talked about how important they are, haven't we? You need some rest from it. You've been at this since early this morning. Didn't even join me for breakfast or lunch. Please. I want to spend time with you, even just for a few minutes. I haven't seen you all day. You've been cooped up in this room for so long. Please, will you come watch the sunset with me? Pretty please with a cherry on top? Come on. I barely distract or nag you on anything. I didn't even disturb you today. Please, watch the sunset with me. Yes! Thank you. Okay. Come on. We don't want to miss it. Come on, let's go. Oh, this? I just made a little something. It's not much, just a couple of pillows, a fuzzy blanket, a few snacks here and there. Maybe I did plan it, but I just wanted to do something for you. Staying in a room for that long, doing nothing but work, can make anyone lose their mind. I'm surprised you've held yourself together. I didn't want to pull you away from that work you were doing, but I just had to. The sunset was a cherry on top, though, so come on, sit here with me. I honestly could just stare at forever. It's so beautiful watching all the colours just blend together but be so vivid at the same time. The reds, they go from deep to lighter and fuse in with the yellows and the oranges, and just watching the clouds pepper the sky. I always sort of find it fascinating if you look at the same spot, you can see them moving just slowly. As they move, the colours blend together more. And the more you look, sometimes you see a burst of, say, purple, pink. It's almost surreal. I was reading this book the other day, and it talked about how much beauty we take for granted, how many things we take for granted. And they gave a scenario where it was like you had to imagine that you had never seen the night sky, and that you had to imagine if the night sky only existed for one night in your whole lifetime. And imagine that you could only once look up and see the stars, and how, if that were the case, it would probably be the highlight of your existence. It would be known as the night of starry miracles, or the amazing moment of witnessing the universe. And we would all go outside and step away from the things that keep us in our everyday life, and we'd stand outside and we'd just stare and marvel and just be in awe of the beauty that nature gives us. And I think we get so caught up because we have all this abundance. We get to see this beautiful sunset every single day. And I think because we have this abundance and we see it so often, we forget just how beautiful it is and just how amazing it is. And just taking moments out of our day, like now, and sitting here with you, it makes me really happy. I get to have you under a really pretty sky. Well, it's debatable which one's prettier. I'm biased, I think, towards you, but don't tell the sky that, okay? Yeah. It's just so beautiful, isn't it? The sun just going down, peeking through the trees. Aren't you glad I pulled you away from that computer? See? This wasn't so bad, was it? Just watching the sun go down with you in my arms. We We don't even need to do anything. I'm just happy spending time with you. I wouldn't ask for anything more. Do you want to hear something sappy? Okay, well, because you gave me that look, I have to say it now. I am living the best life. Do you want to know why? Because you are in it. Don't roll your eyes at me. You love it. Nope. I'm not sugarcoating anything either. You have no idea how lost I was without you, my love. I was just this lonely girl who had no clue where I was going. And then you came along and showed me right where I was supposed to go. I know I'm so cheesy, but what can I say? I was so lost. And didn't know what to do with myself. And then you came and it all just clicked. You found me, and because of you, I found myself. Yes, the sunset is making me vulnerable, like a vampire, but instead of me burning, it's me letting go of feelings. That's so like, feelings. Feelings can be so silly, but they can also be so lovely, especially the ones that I feel when I'm around you. I know I'm a dork, but I'm your dork. Shut up. You love me. And I love you. I missed you today, darling. From now on, we need to at least eat breakfast together. And maybe watch the sunset more often. It's always a good way to end the day. Is that a yes? Yeah? Okay, good. There's nothing better than watching the pretty sunset with such a pretty girl. Nope. I'm not stopping. There's nothing better than watching the pretty sunset with such a pretty boy. Nope, I'm not stopping. Here's another one. I swear sunsets are prettier when I'm with you. Is that a smile I see? Yes, it is. I can see it. Come here. Yes, I know you're already in my arms, but snuggling closer. There we go. That's better. Are you still planning on doing more work? Oh, you're done for the day? I didn't influence you, did I? Okay, good. You've done a lot today. I'm so proud of you. Now it's time to rest. Spend the night.